Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
From the birthplace of radio's greatest era, live from New York, it's Radio Night Live with Kevin McCullough.
The big dog, Kevin McCullough.
Kevin McCullough.
No. Who?
Nationally syndicated radio host and author of No, He Can't.
Who? Kevin McCullough?
Kevin McCullough is a nationally syndicated radio host and author of No, He Can't.
What?
A Barack Obama's dismantling hope and change and CEO of Extreme Media.
Yeah. Well, tonight, it is our number two, per usual. And what that means is that it is the Ladies' Lounge. A full hour of the Ladies' Lounge tonight. We've got a lot to get to. The chairwoman for the GOP, Rona McDaniel, will be with us towards the end of the Ladies' Lounge tonight with an update on all things not related to specifically the coronavirus. But, yes, those things still in front of us, the elections down the road. What does the Senate look like? What does the House look like? We'll talk with her about that. Before that, homeschooling advocate, actress, wife of Hercules, and a talented talk radio show host of her own right, Sam Sorbo, is all on a brand new homeschooling effort that might make your remote home learning stuff a little bit easier, or at least a little bit more manageable. We'll talk with Sam Sorbo coming up about that as well. Now, I'm very excited to start tonight in hour number two with my next guest because she has been with us at every level of her career. She was an intern with Mike Huckabee at Fox News, and then she was a Harvard law student. And then she was there to the GOP campaign, and then ultimately the spokeswoman for the Republican National Convention. And now she and then she went to the Trump 2020 efforts, became spokesperson there, and now she is the newly crowned press secretary for the 45th president of the United States, Madam Secretary Kayleigh McEnany. Thanks for joining us.
Hey, Kevin, thanks so much for having me. It's great to join you in my new role.
I know that you've been through a few of these transitions since you've been doing this show. I mean, I hope that this show continues to advance, you know, whatever the secret formula is, you being on with Kevin, and then you go from Harvard to RNC to Trump campaign and now the White House. I know you've probably had a lot of whirlwind days recently. What's been the biggest adjustment in changing digs?
You know, I guess the pace of it all, it's always fast paced, you know, whenever you're working in the world of politics or government. But look, you know, here at the White House, this president, he is someone who is always, you know, all cylinders are firing in his mind. He's working tirelessly on behalf of the American people and trying to do him justice and serving his broader goal, which is that of advancing the health and well-being and economic prosperity of the American people. It's long hours. It's a lot of fun. He's great to be around, and it's really an honor to work for him. So yeah. Just trying to keep up with the pace, which I think I'm doing a pretty good job of, and it's an honor each and every day.
Well, give it a week, Kayleigh. Let's see if we just, you know, the pace, if your opinion of that changes at some point. But good job on the start, and congratulations again.
Thank you.
Let's dig right into the reopening plan. He launched it yesterday. I know that he met with the nation's governors prior to that. I'm going to get a governor's perspective on this a little bit later. Governor Mike Huckabee will be with us later in the hour. But in terms of what was going on behind those closed doors with those governors, how did they receive it? Is it going to be something that the three phases seem sufficient for? What's the best aspects of it? And are the hopes that are now being kind of kindled in various corners of the country well deserved by this announcement?
Yeah, so look, you know, I was in that nearly 2-hour call with the president and the governors, and it was very well received, these guidelines that the president put forward. These guidelines are firmly embedded in the data. The medical experts are all on board, Dr. Fauci, Dr. Birx, Dr. Redfield. It's a really nuanced approach that I think does exactly what the president has always promised. He says, I can do two things at once. I can reopen the economy economy and I can protect the health and well-being of the American people. And that's exactly what this does. It's a phased reopening, phase one, phase two, phase three, guided by certain medical data points that need to be met in order to satisfy the public health and safety portion, that then allow states to take certain steps, like, for instance, sporting events, as long as social distancing is worked into the system right away at phase one. So it's a really good plan, and you know, I'm proud that this president and experts came up with this.
Well, and you know, there's been concern because of some of the remarks made last week that the president was going to take unilateral action. I have a hard time accepting criticism from the same corner of people that tried to give him a hard time in his kind of unilateral decision to begin to respond to the crisis back in January when everybody else was pursuing impeachment, etc. But I do love the fact that he has basically said to the governors, I'm a federalist. I'm going to give you the resources that we have to help, but you have to implement them where you're at. And you're going to be better at prioritizing what those things look like than we are.
Yeah, exactly right. It is a federalism approach. The governors will take the lead, and the federal government is here to assist. And, you know, that's the way it should be, and that's the way the president has always seen this. And this, you know, federal government has taken extraordinary measures. I mean, in terms of stocking up on ventilators, adding them to the stockpile, then dispersing them to the states. Now you have states like New York and California and Washington saying, we actually have extra ventilators. So far from a shortage, we have extra that we can now send to other states. And that's in large part because the federal government stepped up and helped where the states had a deficit. So, you know, it's great that we're at a moment in time where we can say, you know, we mourn those that we have lost, our heart breaks for those we have lost, but not a single person has died for lack of a ventilator. And it's great that we can at least say, you know, this was an unprecedented virus that hit us. Never before since at least 1917 have we seen anything like this. But we can say that it was not for the lack of a medical supply that someone perished in this country.
When we think about getting the country back to its economic stability, what are some of the major priorities that the president is most concerned about? And I know that just the general workforce, you know, we're the unemployment numbers, everything's kind of, you know, all cocky because the virus threw such a curveball into the middle of what was an otherwise red-hot economy. But where do you begin to put the pieces back first in coming back to that economic prosperity?
Yeah, you know, I would say that the president is a firm believer that there is a lot of pent-up demand in this country, and I know that to be the case as well, that you have, you know, millions of Americans who have been staying home who are anxious, who want to get back out to sporting events, who want to go out and go to a restaurant, who want to get back to work, who want to, you know, get this economy flowing again in terms of demand. And so this president's a firm believer that, you know, we will get back to that point. And I would say that this president, you know, he is someone who is uniquely equipped for this moment. He's someone who has the ability to, you know, create the hottest economy in modern history. He did it one time, and I firmly believe that he'll do it again. He got us to historic low unemployment, and I think that he will take us to that
point. I was thinking about that just the other day, and I was saying to myself, if you did not have all of that deregulation, you know, those 2,000-plus regulations that were undone prior to COVID hitting, you would not have an economy ready to fire up again. But you can. We're actually the best prepared, entrepreneurial, forward-looking economic outlook of any country on earth right now. And I just think it's a matter of time getting people back. Along those lines, let me ask you about this. China has been a problem. There's no doubt about it in all of this. The president campaigned reminding us that China had often cheated the U.S. He has changed his tone on both China and the WHO's response since January when more information became available. What is the White House's perspective of how we deal with China moving forward?
Well, look, you know, this president, if you look at the actions that he has taken against China, you know, he was the president who stood up to China, who said it's we have this massive trade deficit that needs to be rectified. He got the phase one China deal, which is a big win and will essentially ensure that China buys a lot of U.S. product and farming and agriculture product as well. So this is a president whose actions have repeatedly stood up to China. And no better example than the latest pooling of WHO funding. You know, him saying, you guys were China, had a China bias every step of the way. You know, when Taiwan was saying that this virus has human-to-human transmission, the WHO was not sharing that information. When Wuhan scientists were saying the same, the WHO wasn't sharing that information. So this president has halted the funding. When you look at his actions, he has been unmistakably tough when it comes to standing up to China on the economic plane, and then now most recently with this WHO situation. But, you know, this president wants full transparency from China. He said that before. The Secretary of State said that, and I think that's the place we're at the moment.
Yeah. Well, it's going to be interesting. He's going to have his hands full dealing with Congress, obviously, when all of this simmers down. But certainly the nation's governors have seen a bipartisan Republican do the job that he's supposed to do as president. And, Kaylee, it's really exciting to see how you have continued to just excel at every level, this new position. I am just so thrilled for you. And thank you for not forgetting we the little people when you got to your big gig at the White House. I appreciate you being with us today.
Thank you so much, Kevin.
All right. Coming up, Radio Night Live rolls on our coronavirus special coverage. How is the remote learning from home going? A homeschool expert joins me next. Actress Sam Sorbo. Don't go away. Hi, Kevin McCullough. You've heard us talk about the amazing offer that MyPillow is offering you right now, right? Only $34.99 a pillow. That's the lowest price ever offered on radio TV. When you get a two-pack of MyPillow premiums for only $69.98, ever since I've been sleeping on my MyPillow, I don't get interrupted sleep anymore. I don't have to worry about folding my pillow in half or stacking up a whole bunch of lifeless pillows underneath it to give me the right support. Comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty, and it's made in the USA. Do you have a pillow that comes with a 10-year warranty? Get a two-pack of MyPillow premiums for $69.98 right now. That's only $34.99 per pillow, which, again, is the lowest price ever offered on radio or TV. This offer is only available at MyPillow.com or when you call 800-506-2641. That's 800-506-2641. Promo code KMC. 800-506-2641. And use the promo code KMC. Hi, Kevin McCullough. I've got the absolute day from you know where today. I've got to be going from early this morning until late tonight, and I was up fretting about it at 3 a.m. Like, that's how busy my day is today. But I gotta tell you, I'm not too worried about getting sick, and I used to get sick regularly when I would overdo it on schedule and stress. Part of the reason, the main reason, is because I know I'm getting the right nutrition. See, I take Balance of Nature, and that means 10 servings of 31 different fruits and veggies in 3 little fruit and 3 little vegetable capsules every single day. Fruits and veggies have changed my life. My skin looks better, I've got tons of energy, and I don't get sick anymore. It's time to improve the quality of your life. For a limited time, I've got a great offer for you. 25% off, plus free shipping. That's 25% off, plus free shipping. But you got to call now. Call 800-246-8751. That's 800-246-8751. 800-246-8751. Or just online at balanceofnature.com. The discount code KMC.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamG'day.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamG'day.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamG'day.com with Longevity. TeamG'day.com.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Dr. Joe has to say.
As you know, I'm one of the doctors that Don talks about, because 4 years ago, I was diagnosed with high blood pressure, runs in my family on the mother's side. You know, I come from an athletic background. You know, I did a lot of running throughout my life, and I did triathlons. When I was trying to run some years back, I was getting short of breath, which is a little bit of a congestive heart failure. The Extendivite, that shortness of breath and that coughing started going away, and I was able to run longer and longer distances. And it took a while, though. So now I'm able to do, you know, 3.5 miles with my dog, and no problem. I don't stop. Not anymore. So I'm just saying, you need to stick with the program, and you've got to change some lifestyle things, too.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
All right, it's Radio Night Live, and very excited not only to have you with us and for us to be able to provide the kind of makeshift coverage we've been able to for the last 4 weeks. I really think it's on par with the very best coverage of the crisis that anybody has prepared for you throughout the last month and a half. But I'm also immensely proud of my team. And I just found out this week that my head of operations for Extreme Media, Ivan Quinones, has become not only a published author, but a well-reviewed, successful children's author at Amazon.com. And Magnificent Ian is something I would love for you to go over and take a look at. I'll get Ivan on. We'll talk about it. But it's a kid's book. Tells of the adventure of a young man and his adventures through his real life and his bunk bed. Well, just go check it out. Amazon.com, Magnificent Ian, and congratulations to Ivan and really my whole team for holding up so well during this. It is very important to give you options on all things that have related to your life during this coronavirus season, and the education of your children no different. Okay, with all of the medical news, with all of the financial news, with all of the economic and even to some degree cultural news that we have been on top of over the last few days, one of the areas that we have had a little bit more interest in than usual is specifically home education, because so many are now by necessity doing remote learning, and it has either been decided that your school district will continue to do it on an indefinite basis, which may not mean all the way to the end of this school year, but it might, and many schools across the country have just been simply closed. In fact, in lots of states across the country, I've already seen the game's been called for the rest of the school year. Having said that, someone who cares about this is actress and film producer, and she's also married to an actor and a film producer, and they are writers and developers of independent projects. But she's also been taking on this homeschooling thing on her own, and she returns to Kevin McCullough Radio. Sam Sorbo, welcome back. Always good to have you. Thanks for being here.
Thank you so much for having me. You know, I've been a homeschool advocate for over 10 years now, and doing it with my own kids, home education, that is. And so I saw this whole thing as basically an opportunity, in the sense that, and not to discount the tragic, the tragedy of this all, but it's also an opportunity for parents to test drive, if you will, home education for their families. And so my message has always been, it's not as difficult as you think, and it's more rewarding than you could ever dream. And now they have an opportunity to try it for themselves, because the schools are closed.
Right. Well, Sam, let me put that right up against, and thanks for taking the time to be with us, let me put that right up against what Carol Markowitz of the New York Post wrote about last week, which is basically the schools and the intensity with which they have put everything into, in terms of making sure that nothing gets dropped and nothing gets missed. They've in some ways made it so much harder than and she thinks it should be, and she basically advocated. She said, "If I was just doing schooling on my own, I'd probably be doing about half the level of actual things that are required of the students on a daily basis." And let me give you a snapshot of the McCullough home. We have three under 10, three different logins, three different schools, three different sets of criteria for each one. The 10-year-old is able to basically self-administer his day-to-day assignments, but the 7-year-old needs a lot of, hand-holding right there by his side, and the pre-K, the TK, 4-year-old, is generally
not as much of a hassle as either. But I can only imagine if that's what it is for us, for other families that, you know, especially ones where parents have been working and you don't have a mother at home or a dad at home, it's got to be intimidating, at least at the very beginning. So what are some things that you're coming up with that you think might help some of these parents not just think they're crazy?
Well, first of all, I mean, it is a tremendous upheaval for all of us, even us homeschoolers. You know, we're no longer doing the things that we were doing that you would term extracurricular, for instance.
Right.
And so for everybody, right? But at the same time, so I partnered with THSC, which is the Texas Homeschool Coalition.
Right.
And they've got 30 plus years of experience in home education. And we put together coronavirushomeschooling.com, coronavirushomeschooling.com, which is a website where you can download daily curriculum. And so it, right now it's K through 5. We're working on getting 6 through 12 on there. But for K through 5, and like you're perfect for this, Kevin, your whole family, it's one-stop shopping, and you get in your inbox an email every day with a full day's agenda, including schedules and projects and, you know, craft things to do, games to play with your kids, as well as all the academics. Now, what I suggest is if you've got stuff that's coming home from the schools, you can compare and contrast. When are we ever invited to compare educational systems?
Wow, that's a real good point.
Yeah, initially the states were each supposed to be their own laboratories, but now with Common Core, which is designed to make everything equal, the problem with that is define equal. Is it equal at the top? No, it's equal at the bottom. And so the United States is 27th in the world right now. We're ranked 27th for education. And that's after spending, we're second in the world in per student spending. But we're 27th in the world for outcome. And yet homeschooled children score on average 30 to 35% better on achievement tests. The marker for high performance for academics for children is parental involvement.
Right.
Well, if parental involvement is what it is, then maybe homeschooling is the best choice for academics.
Well, and given that, and this is something, and you know I'm a free economy advocate, and I, you know, I love the idea of individual risk and responsibility and all of that good stuff that you and I have talked about in the past, but I do honestly think that at the end of this, because we're, what, 3 weeks into this thing now, and for some, Californians, for example, you know, not going back the rest of the year, I think
right.
there is, I think there's going to be, and I don't see it happening until really the health crisis is conquered. But once it is, I think there's going to be a lot of people asking questions about, well, why are we spending that amount on education that comes up with those low results? And as they have a chance to, whether it is doing the remote learning from the school itself or whether they've done a hybrid or they've taken something else on or they've gone to coronavirushomeschooling.com and tried the plan that you're suggesting, I think there's going to be maybe a lot of people saying, you know what? We should expect more, and we should be getting more, and if that means we could do that in our home, then we'll do that in our home. And I think one thing that's going to be undebated at that point is that parents, no matter who they are, can actually do this, because in the past they've been argued, it's always been argued by the educational unions, oh, well, you need teachers to be able to homeschool your kids. Well, what if that ends up being a big lie? And it could be. Maybe the, I don't know, secret credential doesn't matter as much as it used to. A lot of parents are having to fight that very real battle. Sam Sorbo, stay right there. When we come back, more. CoronavirusHomeschool.com is where you can find out all the stuff that Sam's talking about tonight. And it just might be of help for you to compare one to the other. CoronavirusHomeschool.com, CoronavirusHomeschool.com. Kevin McCullough, we've also got Rona McDaniel still scheduled to be with us before we're done tonight. And kind of the outlook for the nation is we kind of hope we can at some point reopen. That's all straight ahead. Kevin McCullough, glad you're with us.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
President Trump says there are enough testing supplies to begin the first phase of reopening communities that are closed from the coronavirus pandemic.
Every day we're getting closer to the future that we all have been waiting for. I talk about the light at the end of the tunnel. We are getting very, very close to seeing that light.
But many governors are complaining they can't get enough tests done in time and they don't have enough test kits yet. Though in Texas, Governor Greg Abbott says he's ready to start reopening.
We can adopt safe strategies that prevent the spread of COVID-19. And step by step, we will open Texas.
Stocks rallied around the world on Friday. The Dow was up 704 points. The Nasdaq up 117. This is USA Radio News.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
What they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Welcome back. It's Radio Night Live. We're speaking with Sam Sorbo, who is an actress and talk show host and author and homeschooling mom. And she's married to Hercules. And she's been a film producer as well, and a lot of projects that we've talked with her about in the past. But this is really a passion of hers, and she wants to make sure that you have the tools that you need. Now, let me throw you a curveball here, Sam, although I doubt there's any curveball for a homeschooling mom as accomplished as you. Now that you do have all of the extracurriculars also in lockdown, so for example, in our house, we have the ballet class is not going, the taekwondo dojo is not going. You know, even the gym that my bride and I go and do yoga at, you know, we're having to connect with our yoga instructors and say, can you do something through Instagram? You know, this kind of stuff. How have you taken on the accomplishing of the extracurriculars, be it music lessons or sports or anything else, that the Sorbo kids have been doing previous?
You know what? We don't do a lot, frankly.
Okay.
My kids are self-taught on piano, so they had lessons for many years, and we just recently moved, and we haven't found a new piano teacher. So for us personally, it's more the social stuff that we've had to curtail, which is, you know, a little bit of a hardship.
Sure.
But, you know, I see this, it's a limited time offer, right? It's only for a limited time, and so we just sort of keep our eyes on the prize. What I will say to you, you intimated that you thought that maybe parents were going to start questioning sort of the status quo. And, you know, I wrote a book called They're Your Kids, An Inspirational Journey from Self-Doubter to Homeschool Advocate, because I was a tremendous self-doubter. I know that parents today are in very much self-doubt, and I know the reason. And the reason is because they've been taught that education happens in a classroom,
right,
and with a teacher at a blackboard, and they're afraid that they can't be the teacher at the blackboard. But if you graduated high school, and frankly, even if you didn't, why do you feel incompetent to teaching a fourth grader? This is incredible to me. You need a little bit of math, a little bit of writing. You need to know your alphabet. Come on. It's not rocket science. It's fourth grade. And if for some reason, okay, talk to me about algebra. A lot of people struggle with algebra. I got to tell you something that they keep a secret, but the answers are actually in the textbook. So you just need a good enough textbook. And then the other thing that, you know, somebody said to me, well, what if I don't understand it? I said, well, then you ask your child to explain it to you, because they will understand it from the textbook faster than you will. So the idea with home education is that you become the lead learner. So you shouldn't know everything. What you need to do is exhibit a desire to learn to your child, because your child
right.
has a desire to learn. They have an innate curiosity that, frankly, is kind of beaten out of them in the system. But all you have to do is exhibit that and cultivate that desire in them, right? And show them where to go find the information with the internet. Everything's at our disposal. Now, do I think that parents are going to wake up and start questioning how the system works against them? Sadly, no, because we've been taught not to question the system. In fact, every time that I criticize this system, and I'm always criticizing the system, people come after me for criticizing teachers. I don't criticize teachers. I think teachers are victims, that they're trying to do the very best that they can within a system that has been corrupted.
Sure.
The system is broken. And look, I'm not the one saying it. The results are, we're 27th in the world. The results are people say, hey, the system's broken. We need to fix it. And so what do? We implement Common Core, which was the ninth overhaul of our public education system in less than 30 years. Each one is purporting to be the fix-it, and none of them fixing the problem. In fact, test scores are worse under Common Core now than they were before it was implemented. And by the way, yes, it was implemented without testing it to see if it would be effective. So, you know, and that, how scientific is that? To just throw an answer at something that you don't test to see if it actually will address the problem.
Yeah, the very thing that they're saying is keeping them from issuing the use for therapies that may be quite effective is the very thing that they use to protect the educational philosophy. So it is quite interesting, Sam, that you brought that up. Well, I hope that people find this helpful. And friends, if you want more information, go to the website, coronavirushomeschooling.com. coronavirushomeschooling.com, and just check it out. And like Sam was saying, if you think that you don't know if you want to make the switch, compare what you're getting from the school
right.
that you're doing, compare to what they're doing, see for yourself if it makes more sense, and then go accordingly. But at least give yourself the opportunity. Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, please do, and tell them they can go to my website also, samsorbo.com, and you can email me there with questions, and I have a ton of videos up to help you on your way, to reassure you. Believe me, I took this journey myself. when I started homeschooling. I did not think that I was capable. I just figured that if I failed, I could fail less badly than what the school was providing for my son at the time. Sad to say.
That's an interesting perspective. SamSorbo.com, SamSorbo. And Sam, it's always good to talk to you. Maybe next time it can be under better circumstances.
Yes, I certainly hope so. You take care.
God
Thanks
bless.
So much, Kevin.
Kevin McCullough,
bye.
Coming right back.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@GCNlive.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
You're listening to Radio Night live from New York. All right, Kevin McCullough, glad to have you with us. You know, one of the things as we have delved specifically and kind of targetedly over the last 6 weeks into the coronavirus itself, we have lost track at least some of us in the public space, as to what's going on behind the scenes. And if you do have one eye peeled to Washington, D.C., and because of my limited time, I just haven't had the bandwidth to do everything all the time, there is a lot of chess being played. There's a lot of stuff being done that the taxpayers of America need to know about. And how does that impact us coming into an election cycle where, when we eventually do reopen, I suspect the campaign will kick back into high gear? I think right now Joe Biden's kind of like halfway satisfied that he doesn't have to be out anywhere on a regular basis defending things. But let's get some perspective on this. And joining us is the chairperson for the GOP, Rona McDaniel, who is all over cable television, and she's doing a great job, at least as far as I can tell. And good to have her back on the broadcast. Rona, welcome. Kevin McCullough, good to have you.
Great to be with you, Kevin. Always good to talk to somebody who's paying attention to what's happening and the chess moves being made by the Democrats.
Well, let's talk about it on different levels. Let's start with the top of the ticket. Since you and I spoke last time, the president and Joe Biden have now been clearly identified as the two that will go head-to-head come November. But, Rona, I keep posting on Twitter regularly clips that are pulled from cable television, and I just label them the same. This man can't speak. He really has difficulty making himself clear when trying to get out sometimes the most simplest ideas. So what do you anticipate in a matchup between Donald Trump and Joe Biden when it comes to just talking to the voters?
Well, I think those debates will be incredibly informative to see the president against Joe Biden. And I agree with you. It is disconcerting to see these briefings that Joe Biden is putting forward, these counter briefings, and he's rested. He's obviously not on the campaign trail. But he's not coherent with his plans, his policies, calling on the president to enact things that he's already enacted, switching his position on where he was on the president's so important ban on travel from China, which was integral in preventing the spread of coronavirus. And I think getting them in the debate and seeing them head-to-head is going to be very important for the American people.
Well, and not to pick on poor Joe, but your point about him doing these briefings is well taken, because they're not a debate. It is not on a stage with seven other contenders or 15 other contenders. There is no hostile interviewer that's coming at him for these things. These are his own ideas that he's having trouble formulating articulation about.
Yeah, I mean, you look at the president, every day he goes into his briefings to inform the American people about where we stand with coronavirus, and he faces a hostile media. I mean, Jim Acosta can't wait for his moment to attack the president, and he's basically in a debate every single day, and Joe Biden hasn't taken a tough interview. And beyond that, he hasn't been pressed on a lot of his stances with regards to China. And I think that's going to be a key pivotal point for the voters in November, as to who's going to be tough on China going forward. And President Trump has a track record better than anybody. And early on as a candidate, he said it is a national security issue that we have so much of our supply chain in China, and we need to stop that. And he took decisive action as president.
Rona, should anybody read into it why Barack Obama took so long to endorse basically the only candidate left standing?
I mean, it's almost pathetic that it took 20 candidates to leave the race for Barack Obama to finally endorse his own vice president. And I think that's really sad for Joe Biden. I think it speaks volumes as to where Barack Obama was during this whole process. He was kind of in the anyone but Joe camp for a long time, even when it was Bernie Sanders and Joe Biden. He still didn't endorse. So, and then they rolled it out in a week when it wasn't going to get a lot of press, and it wasn't the most full-throated endorsement. So I think that speaks volumes. I mean, somebody who knew Joe Biden well, worked side by side with him for 8 years, to not come out and give a wholehearted endorsement of his former vice president is concerning.
Yeah. Let's shift gears. What do we look like in the Senate going into November?
So the Republicans have a lot of seats that we have to hold in the Senate. We have, of course, a 3-seat majority. Our best pickup opportunity is going to be Alabama, the Doug Jones seat. And we also have I'd say Michigan is a really good opportunity. John James just outraised Gary Peters, and there are other seats out there, so I'm not going to diss that. And then we have to keep the Arizona McSally seat, Colorado, North Carolina, and Maine.
And how are we looking in those areas at this time?
So it's all tight right now. I think, you know, voters are not as dialed into the election, understandably, right now. So for us, it's...
Okay, let me shift, let me change the intent of that then. Does the president's performance currently bode well for those tight races?
It does. It does. And the strength of the RNC heading into this, the fact that we had staff on the ground that were registering voters. And right now, a lot of what we're doing is taking up legal challenges, because you are seeing Democrats across the country trying to derail safeguards that maintain election integrity in many, many states.
Right.
So we are involved in legal battles everywhere.
The vote by choice, the hold your finger up in the air and vote in the wind, mm-hmm. Scratch your earlobe with your elbow vote, that kind of stuff.
Yeah, I mean, get rid of signature matching to make sure that the signature on the ballot
matches the signature. Who needs a signature ID? You know, you only have to have that to go anywhere, but anyway. And you know, I was thinking about this just last week. You know, we are so concerned about everything from finger touch to breath that's not captured by masks and everything else. You would think that the protection of the sovereignty of our ballot would be one of the most holy, sacred things that both parties would want to cherish. I'm sad to say this, friends. I don't think in this time, even in this coronavirus season where we've experienced a lot of loss and pain and everything else, that I'm sad to say I don't think both parties care about that equally. Anyway, we continue with Rona McDaniel for just a few more minutes tonight. I'm Kevin McCullough. Thank you for being with us on Radio Night Live. And be looking for my feature tomorrow in Town Hall, the herd immunity. What does it mean? And are we learning something from the fact that maybe a lot more of us had coronavirus than we ever will know or could have known? Brand new study seems to indicate that. That's all tomorrow in my townhall.com column. One more segment left. Stay with us. Hi, Kevin McCullough. I've got the absolute day from you know where today. I've got to be going from early this morning until late tonight, and I was up fretting about it at 3 a.m. Like, that's how busy my day is today. But I got to tell you, I'm not too worried about getting sick, and I used to get sick regularly when I would overdo it on schedule and stress. Part of the reason, the main reason, is because I know I'm getting the right nutrition. See, I take Balance of Nature, and that means 10 servings of 31 different fruits and veggies in 3 little fruit and 3 little vegetable capsules every single day. Fruits and veggies have changed my life. My skin looks better, I've got tons of energy, and I don't get sick anymore. It's time to improve the quality of your life. For a limited time, I've got a great offer for you. 25% off, plus free shipping. That's 25% off, plus free shipping. But you got to call now. Call 800-246-8751. That's 800-246-8751. 800-246-8751. Or just online at balanceofnature.com. The discount code KMC.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
This is a Corona Crisis Self-Reliance Alert. If you're worried about the power grid in the current crisis and want to generate your own supply of off-the-grid electrical power, just in case, pay close attention. Here's why. A limited supply of solar backup generators will be available again in the next 2 weeks. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical backup power when you get off the grid. And unlike gas generators, these solar generators run quietly, emit no fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Dangerous weather, social unrest, or overloaded grids this summer will not be a problem if you go to mysolarbackup.com and get your solar backup generator. We regret that supplies are limited and only available on a first-come, first-served basis. basis. Check availability at MySolarBackup.com. Never suffer painful power outages again. Go to MySolarBackup.com. That's MySolarBackup.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Kevin McCullough, glad you're with us. I just want to say a big thank you to everybody that has made the Radio Night Live broadcast possible during this lockdown season. It is the combined staffs of Kevin McCullough Radio and Radio Night Live that have worked hard to bring all of this together. We have had the very best guests that you have found anywhere commenting on the most important issues. Tonight is no less, from the press secretary of the White House to maybe America's leading homeschool advocate to Rona McDaniel, who's getting ready for that election come hell or high water this fall. And Lady Rona, just one, we were talking about those frauds that could be committed. Give me another example.
Let people go ballot harvest so we can go door to door when we're in lockdown and pick up people's ballots for them. It's a paid operative. You're losing control of your ballot, giving it in the hands of somebody else. There's so many things that they're pushing that really are frightening for our country long term.
Well, I'm glad you guys are fighting that fight. Let me shift gears to what I, and by the way, I do think the president matches up well with Joe. I think that I think we will hold the Senate, and I do think that the president at the top of the ticket helps that a lot. The place where it may be cloudiest, at least in my own feeling about this, is the House. And I think a lot of it depends on where the economy is and where the president has been able to get the economy back to by that time. But if you were to look and kind of thumbnail the House right now, where do we stand?
You know, I feel really good about the House. We need 18 seats to win back the majority. We have a special election on May 12th in California. With a great candidate in Mike Garcia. We also have a special in Wisconsin. But I got to give credit to Kevin McCarthy and the House. They recruited stellar candidates. Yeah. You know, I always say this. If the candidate's not good, you're not going to win the race. I don't care how much get out the vote you have. If the candidate doesn't have a message that resonates and isn't out there working hard, there's nothing a party or an organization can do to get them across the finish line. And the candidates that Kevin McCarthy has recruited and his team are just stellar. Wesley Hunt, Michelle Steele, Young Kim. I mean, the list goes on and on and on of great candidates across the country.
And if you do turn Jersey, if you do turn four or five seats in Jersey, that's going to be a good night across the board, I think, for Republicans. And I think that it's possible. I'm not saying it's guaranteed, but I think that there is the possibility that could happen.
There are absolutely seats we can win back in Jersey. Yeah.
Rona McDaniel, the last question. How's fundraising going?
So fundraising has actually been very strong at the small dollar level. I actually talked to the president about it last night. We've seen so much enthusiasm. We've actually added 300,000 new volunteers during this pandemic.
Wow.
And the support for him continues to grow online. Obviously, the major events where we flew the president in and had kind of the bigger dollar fundraisers, those are halted for now. But I feel very good about where we are considering the state of the country and so many people are hurting. They definitely want to see this president reelected to build back our economy.
Yeah. Well, you're doing a fantastic job, Chairwoman, and thank you for your time today. Thanks for always visiting us at Kevin McCullough Radio.
Thanks for having me, Kevin.
Absolutely. As always. And that's it, friends. We'll see you live from New York next week. It's Kevin McCullough saying stay safe, be well, and keep the faith. We are going to get through this.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.